It's harvest time and farmers are navigating combines before the next rain. Talk to any Tidewater farmer and they'll tell you farming is the lifeblood for rural communities that dot the shores of the Chesapeake Bay. Most grow corn and soybean, mainly sold to Purdue. If you've ever picked up a farmer's almanac, you already know weather is everything to a farmer. PJ Haney chairs the National Black Growers Council. He calls 2018 one for the record books.
This spring, just after planting corn, we received some farms 8 to 10 to 13 inches of rain. A lot of the fertility just leached through the soil, and and we don't typically get rainfalls in as large amounts as we've had this year.
Hello.
Hey.
Trent Jones, the local agricultural extension agent for Northumberland and Lancaster counties, says corn hates wet feet.
Flooding for a period of time is okay, but corn roots do need oxygen in order to survive. So you're going to see a lot of dieback in those areas where you have ponding within the fields, which we did see this year as you were driving down the road. You could see areas that were just drowned out, killed.
Then it got dry and hot, record-breaking hot.
Heat and moisture play a big part in actually filling this cob.
Jones holds out 2 years of corn about 8 inches long. One is full with near-perfect rows of kernels. It's from last year when weather was just right. The other cob is from this year. It has rows of kernels that suddenly wither to nothing, 2 inches from the top.
So because of the heat, lack of rain out there, that corn cob did not fill the majority of the end of the cob. So you're losing yield there.
Even before all the extreme weather, the president announced his retaliatory tariffs against China. Commodities are taking a big hit.
We're looking at prices right now that certainly not what farmers want to see.
Haney says it has a ripple effect from the companies that provide farming equipment to older farmers who are looking at retirement rather than taking on millions in loans, knowing the tariffs may have long-term effects on commodity prices.
We've watched our soybean prices plummet over $2 a bushel in the last 90 days. As a farmer, we can't stand those type of hits. Farmers are going to have to really sharpen their pencils and do a lot more budgeting and projections for next year, knowing that the prices have really suffered significantly.
And weather and tariffs isn't just a Virginia problem.
I text friends across the country and just share what's happening in your area. From my friends in North Carolina who've recently suffered the flooding down there, they've guys who've lost their whole corn crop fell over because of wind, their cotton crop is underwater. You know, with the equipment costs as well as the production costs, farmers just can't take these type of hits and survive.
Jones says crop yields were average, so it wasn't a terrible year. Still, the number of farms in the area were already declining, and more farmers are considering leaving their fields. From Heathsville, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.